I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the five best movies I saw this summer. Number 5, Barbie. Greta Gerwig has made a Barbie movie that appeals to both guys and gals. It's a lot more than plastic playtime. It's also about strong womanhood and what they can accomplish, and Margot Robbie is delightful in every way possible as the main Barbie. Number 4, Joyride. This raunchy comedy got overlooked at the box office, but nonetheless for the way it presents its Asian culture with a spike of Seth Rogen's producing, it's the funniest movie of the year so far. Number 3, Past Lives. This Asian drama features two individuals who couldn't form a romance but still managed to connect throughout their lives. We see them beautifully in their youth and adulthood. Number 2, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The sequel to the Oscar-winning animated movie has expanded its horizons in more ways than we expected. It takes us inside the Spider-Verse with infinite possibilities and a cliffhanger that makes it the Empire Strikes Back of all animated sequels. And number 1, the best movie I saw this summer is Christopher Nolan's latest masterpiece, Oppenheimer, and it's also the most explosive movie of 2023 so far. It has Cillian Murphy playing J. Robert Oppenheimer, the man who developed the atomic bomb during World War II, filled with remarkable visuals, full-throttle performances, also with Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, and Robert Downey Jr. in the mix, and heart-pounding intensity. It's a blockbuster and a history film that knows how to find the right audience. Remember, as with my midway point, my choices are subject to change. Come back in December to find out the real winners. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.